Well, thank you again, Davey. When Davey asked me to come and share at this meeting, you know, at first I was like, oh, no problem. I speak all the time. I talk to juries. You know, that's my job, speaking. No problem. But the closer we got to this day, it started to become a little bit difficult for me because, you know, Carolina, and you talk about your Carolina experiences. I mean, I could talk forever and ever and ever about that because there were so many. And where do you begin? Do you begin, you know, with the story of, you know, coming up here as a junior high school footballer and going out to Keenan Stadium and having it cemented in your mind at that point that no matter what happens, you're going to go to this university? Or does it go to when you first step foot on this campus, you know, 5 years later and you're thinking, you know, I'm this, you know, shy, wide-eyed country boy from down east, you know, coming to the biggest place I'd ever been in my life, you know, hitting James dormitory. I mean, where do you go with those kinds of stories? And it really became kind of hard to try to put together thoughts. So forgive me if I'm all over the place on this, but I do want to share with you a little bit about my experience at Carolina. I can say that at the beginning, when I came to Carolina, I came as a skinny little boy from Richlands, a little small town, and I tell people Richlands is pronounced two words, but it's spelled one word. So don't say Richlands; it's Richlands, down in Onslow County. First generation college student from my family. Mother had an eighth grade education. Dad had a tenth grade education. And I can tell you the day that I got accepted to UNC was not only the proudest day of my life, but it was also pride for my family and for the community. Because that small town had probably had only a couple of people who'd ever gone to college before me, and I think maybe only one person who had gone to the University of North Carolina. So, you know, Chapel Hill, Carolina, UNC, whatever it is, everybody knows that all over the state. So when they say, you got into Chapel Hill, you're going to Carolina, I mean, the whole community supported me in that effort. So it was a lot of pride that I felt by being honored with being accepted to attend this university. And being the youngest of 10 children, the only one in my family to go to a major college or university, my brothers and sisters still just propped me up, so much love and support in that regard. When I received the Young Alumni Award, they came down from Maryland and D.C. to be with me. When I had my 50th birthday party in October, they flew out to San Diego to party with me. So that's the kind of love that I have for my family and the support that I had in coming to this university. And when I came to Minnesota University, my brother drove me here. Unfortunately, my dad had just passed away. My dad passed away and was buried, actually, the day before I came to UNC. My mother was there, and she said, you still got to go. You know, you carry that banner. And there was just so much love and pride that I came up here. After that, my brother dropped me off, and I'm sitting in this dormitory room on the 10th floor at Hinton James thinking, wow. You know, first of all, I'd never been in a building that tall in my life. I thought traveling was going from Richlands, 14 miles to Jacksonville, to Roses, to the Roses store, or getting on a bus going up to Clinton to play football or something like that. That was traveling for me, to come all the way to Chapel Hill and to be in a high-rise dorm, which I thought was the biggest kick in the world. I just couldn't believe it. But then once I got here, that's when the transformation from boy to man began. And it came in different ways. It came from not only just walking the campus and walking from South Campus to North Campus or going into the pit and sitting out there, but it really came from meeting the people. I mean, I was meeting people from New York and Connecticut and Georgia and big cities like Charlotte and Winston-Salem and Raleigh. And man, I mean, these are like highfalutin places, man. I mean, we don't get that down east, not in Richlands, not in the town where I say, you know, we had three stoplights and one Piggly Wiggly, and now we got one stoplight, still got the Piggly Wiggly. That was the size of the town that I came from. And so to meet people from Charlotte and to meet all of these, you know, folks who had, you know, traveled the world and just listen to them and their stories and their experience, I started to grow as a person. And I'd always been taught, my mom was very good about this. My mom has had an 8th grade education. She worked as a domestic for a white family down in Jacksonville. But that family and our family were one family. So I had always been able to not see race as a barrier. I started integrated school in the 4th grade. That was the year they integrated schools down in Onslow County. I was one of two black kids who went to Woodson Elementary School, a segregated elementary school, to Richlands Elementary School. And so I had never, my mother was good about that, my family was good about it. We never saw race as a barrier to anything. But when I got here and I got to interact with people from all over the world and from all over this country, it just expanded my mind even more. And so that helped me to become no longer this skinny, wide-eyed kid from Richlands, but someone who could sit down and have a conversation with folks from with different opinions or different perspectives. And it helped broaden my mind so that now I can say that, you know, I'm comfortable in any setting, no matter where I am. I've been to the White House. I've been to the outhouse. I've been all over the houses, you know, so it doesn't matter where I am. And I can talk to people from a point of respect. And I think that's what you learn at Carolina. You learn to respect each other because you come from different backgrounds. I hope this university never, ever lose sight of that. I'm so proud of the Carolina Covenant. It wasn't around when I came along. I mean, I worked at work study. I did little grants, whatever it is. But people like me who didn't come from a lot of money can make it at this university and can benefit society by having come to a place like this, to the greatest university, I believe, in the world, and to experience not just the academic part of it, but just the people part of it. I mean, I look around, you guys have more stories to tell, I'm sure, than I do, but just being able to meet people from different backgrounds and understand that in order to make it in this world, you've got to respect people no matter what their station in life, no matter how much money they have in their pocket, no matter what their political ideologies are, no matter what their race, their gender, their makeup, sexual makeup, none of that really matters. Because that's not what God meant for it to be for us. He put us here with all these differences. You got to understand that. God had the plan to put us here with all these differences. And he said, make it work. And you can make it work if you love each other, if you treat each other with respect. And that, if you start from that basis, then it doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter what kind of car you drive, what kind of clothes you wear. That's all irrelevant. And I see that and I feel that on this campus. And I see that and people say, you come all the way back from San Diego to come to a meeting 3 or 4 times a year? Are you crazy? You know, I've never thought about it that way. I mean, it's just what you do, right? It's just what you do. And because you feel, I get energized when I come here. I mean, when I'm sitting around having a cocktail with you guys on Friday night or sitting in this board meeting on Saturday mornings, I'm just full with emotion because I feel the love. We are all connected, not only by this university, but by our experiences, whether they were the same or different. We're still, those same experiences have kept us together. And so that's what I take with me wherever I go. And I've had the fortune, after graduating from Carolina, to travel the world. This little country boy from Richlands, North Carolina. I've been to several dozen countries. I've been to different continents. I've been by sea. I've been by air. Who would have thought, you know, that this little skinny kid that I know the university took a chance on. Because I wasn't, man, looking at the scores and the admissions here, there's no way in the heck, if you're going on my paper, that I'm getting into the University of North Carolina today. You know, there's just no way. Not by my SAT scores. But fortunately, I was a well-rounded guy. So fortunately, they looked at that. They looked beyond the paper and saw the man that I was going to be. And I appreciate the university for that. I am so proud to be an alumni of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I say that with pride. I have a friend of mine, Jerome. I'm embarrassing him right now. He retired from the Navy a couple of years ago. This man here is a friend of mine from San Diego. He grew up in Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland. Never went to the University of North Carolina. But I bet if you ask him any question about the University of North Carolina basketball team, past, present, or future, he can answer it. He flew out here with me this weekend so that he could attend the basketball game. So we're going to go to the Dean Dome. You know, believe it or not, my first time in the Dean Dome today. So that's Jerome Payton, retired from the Navy. He's here. But he will tell you that, you know, we bleed Carolina blue. And it's such a wonderful feeling to be among so many of you who feel the same way. And I'm so proud of the university. I'm so proud of the General Alumni Association. I'm so proud of the work that you do on behalf of the university. And that's my story. Thank you.